We continue now with Sfas Talmud Shir number 4. We're discussing a person who's living above his means, running after COVID, running after luxuries, and because of that, he eventually came to deal dishonestly in business and steal from people to the point where he had to leave town. He couldn't pay back these people, and he ran away with his family. Where did he run to? Says the Chafetz Chaim, he ran to a community which is barren from Torah, lacking Torah. And he was not matzliach. He was not successful in business. That was yesterday's discussion. Now the Chafetz Chaim gives a different picture. A picture which is even worse than the one we just discussed. And the case we're discussing now is where this individual, the same person who was living with these luxuries above his means because he wanted to show other people in the community that he's also wealthy like them when he wasn't. Now this person moves out of town and Hashem gave this person another nisayon, and he was matzliach. He was successful in business. He was very successful in business. More successful than he was in his previous community. Why is this a nisayon? Because now this person feels, this was a great idea that I left. And he's raising his children with very schwach education, very weak education. It's just not a Jewish community. The Chafetz Chaim compares this individual to Lot. Vayar is called Kikar Hayarden Kikula Mashke. Va'anshei Sdoim Roim V'chatoim. The people Sdoim are evil and they're sinners. V'rom levovoi v'sheicheach es Hashem shegomoi kichaz dekol tov. The person becomes haughty and arrogant, and he doesn't realize it's Hashem who's giving him all the success. And he forgets about his thoughts of going back to his community and to the Beis Medrash, and the place where he had a makom kavua to learn Torah and to daven tefillos. He forgot about all of this. And over the course of the next few years, unfortunately, his children leave Torah mitzvahs behind. V'nase etzlam hefker chilul Shabbos v'shar aveiros k'shar anshei ir. And they mechalul Shabbos, they don't keep Shabbos. They do other aveiros just like everyone else. Odom nimshach achar svivov, says the Rambam, a person is influenced by his surroundings. And over the next generations, the Chafetz Chaim continues to give us this picture. It gets worse and worse. Worse and worse. And what caused all this? Mi garam l'chol zeh? What was the source of all this? The luxuries. The luxuries were the source for all this. Continues the Chafetz Chaim that if this person was not trying to live with all these luxuries, that great-grandfather, they would not have had to move far away from a Yiddish shtub, a Yiddish neighborhood. And they would have stayed on the Derech HaTorah, V'ha'emes, V'ha'yirah.